All right. Welcome to 3-5 Guys, Boxes and Fries. And as you may have guessed, it's our Halloween episode. Today, we have me, Phil. We have John, who is a first timer on the podcast. And we also have Jonathan, not to be confused with John. And we have Lovell, and Dallin is back. So thanks, everybody, for coming. I just want to say one more time, like I said before, I'm still waiting for that first written Apple podcast review. And I will read it on the podcast when we get it. So be the first. You can even make fun of us, and I'll read that too. And I want to do a shout out to Lovell's podcast, Code 418, which I listened to the episode about imposter syndrome this last week, and it was so awesome because all of us here on this episode are software developers. We actually work together at the same company, and it was just really cool. But it didn't just apply to a software developer. I think anyone in any industry would relate to this topic. And that feeling of, do I belong here? And am I as good as those around me? It was really awesome. So that was awesome, Lovell. Get more of those out there, man.
Well, record more. Yeah, we'll work on getting those done.
Yeah, dude, it was great. And then another thing I want to shout out is another podcast I came across this week called Dolly Parton's America. It's a surprising treat, man. It's really interesting. It's a 9-part series, and it's got 3 episodes out by the people who do Radiolab, if you're familiar with that. Anyways, it's really cool. So we are going to start talking about Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Do try not to die.
All right. So I want to start with a story. So when I was a kid, I would usually go trick-or-treating with like my friends in their neighborhood because it was kind of a better place to trick-or-treat, more dense, but also kind of a nicer area, I think. So like we got some good treats. But I remember one Halloween, I was maybe like, I don't know, maybe 13-ish. And for some reason, there was like this in my church congregation, some concept that it was not a good year to go out trick-or-treating or something. And my parents were like, we're going to drive you to people's houses that are in our congregation and you're going to knock on their doors. So instead of being with my friends, I ended up going with my parents, driving to people from our church and getting like very little candy and hanging out with my parents. Super lame, right? But the only thing, what made it even worse is that year I had the best costume I've ever had. It was like this mask that was made of like tissue paper and paper mache, but on my face, it took like forever to put on and it took forever to take off. So basically I spent all this time getting my mask on and then sadly taking it off after having a terrible Halloween. So I don't know if anybody else had like a quick story they might have about their Halloween that they remember, or even maybe share what was the best costume you've ever had.
Man, I remember one of my costumes that I had was I was the swamp thing. I thought it was cool because I looked like I was covered in mud and then I had these vines all over me, but it was cool because I could use the vines as whips. So I remember running around a Halloween party as a 7-year-old just whipping my friends. That was good times.
It's awesome. Anybody else?
Yeah, so I was my favorite Halloween costume. I came up with this myself. I went into my we had like this costume closet growing up, but in there was also a lot of like really old lady outfits and stuff like that, not actually as costumes. That was just where they were being stored. Maybe they were like my grandmother's or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I dressed up as an old woman that year, went all out, you know, had the cane, the glasses, the whole thing. And it was pretty incredible. It was a huge hit with everybody that I went to their house.
How old were you? Do you remember?
Oh gosh, I was probably 12.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Cool. Awesome. Anybody else? No? Well, that's okay.
I can, I don't know. This kind of feels another category here, but the worst, the most memorable one I remember also has to do with me not getting the candy I wanted. I don't even remember what I was wearing. Honestly, I just remember going into this house and I remember them giving me raisins. I thought, this is despicable. You know, like me and my entitled young self, right? This is despicable. How dare you? No. Anyway, I put it in my bag and we went along and I just felt like, man, and I'm sure I like tossed it or something after that, but it's like, why would you give raisins?
Yeah. It's nature's candy. I remember actually another costume I did have is when I was a few years back, I worked at a company that was pretty strict on the dress code, but on Fridays you could dress just casually. And I think Halloween was on a Thursday. So for that Halloween, I dressed as myself on Friday. And so I wore casual clothes to work on Thursday. So I felt pretty clever on that one. And then I made sure to wear the same thing the next day so that it, you know, was prophetic. Let's see here. So it's funny you bring up raisins, because I actually asked like this Facebook podcasting community, said, hey, I have this podcast episode coming up about Halloween, and I asked for some suggestions on questions. And Isadora, she's asked the question, are raisins an acceptable Halloween treat? So I think if you ask Dallin, it's, I guess, not.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I'm going to say definitely not as well.
Yeah. I think it's probably pretty unanimous if I were to guess, right?
To be honest, though, as a kid, I did enjoy raisins more than I enjoyed some of the nuts. Some people just giving candy that's supposed to be nuts, and I'm just like, nuts? I don't like nuts. They're all bad.
Yeah, well, nuts.
I'm kind of in the same boat as you, John. I like raisins. So whenever I got the raisins in there, I'm like, cool. I don't know. I think I'm an odd duck. But
that's a hot take on this issue there, Lovell.
Jonathan and I are both the architects in the group.
Yes. So then, kind of along the same lines, what would you say is, in your memory, the best and worst Halloween treats you've gotten?
Circus peanuts are the worst.
Yes. Anything fluffy.
Circus peanuts might be the worst, yeah.
Puffy Cheetos. To be honest, the best is, I personally love 100 grams. So chocolate, caramel, can't go wrong there. The worst is when it's not even candy. They give you a little noisemaker or a little spinny wheel thing. You're like, I can't eat this.
or like an eraser.
Yeah, an eraser, a toothbrush. Dentists give those out. And then the unwrapped candy, so either just something they made or a cookie or something like that, where you're like, I have no idea who you are and I'm going to eat this.
Yeah. What is the problem with that?
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
It's not even a little plastic cellophane bag. It's just here's a piece of loose, sticky candy.
So
try not to die.
Individual Smarties.
Do they hand you the candy and do this?
No. I like your soundboard.
That's my last sound effect, actually.
Oh man, how did you know? Them all in the first 8 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I got sound effect happy.
Another one, or two more that I hate that I particularly remember from my childhood. Bit O' Honey. Does anybody?
I love that.
You're kidding me. I hate that stuff.
I still buy those today as an adult.
Oh, you're kidding me.
You're the one that likes the raisins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly Lovell has his priorities all mixed up. And then the other one, those little wrapped strawberry hard candies that are in a red and green wrapper.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, we should have taken the personality test based on candy.
Based on candy for enjoyment.
Because I get all your candy you don't want.
Oh, yeah, you can have it all.
That was one of the best parts of Halloween, is trading with your friends for the stuff that you liked that they didn't like.
That's true.
That's how I acquired most of my Pokemon cards.
That's true. Afterwards, we'd always go, my siblings and I, we'd go and dump them all out in big piles and just be like, okay, this is all the stuff that I hate, and hopefully get some trades for those. And that was always really enjoyable aspect of Halloween.
But you also probably sorted the types of candy, right?
Oh, 100%.
You put them in groups. Oh yeah, that was so much fun. What about black jelly beans? I love those, but a lot of people hate them.
Jelly beans are no for me.
But black in particular, is that the worst of the bunch? Or?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
Black licorice is nasty.
Yeah, black jelly beans are just black licorice, right? In bean form.
Yeah, but so delicious is what you're saying. Okay, I got it.
Delicious to demons, maybe.
Call me a demon.
I like black licorice.
But this is what I'm wondering. So, what's the deal with people putting, really expensive drugs and needles in candy? Is this a thing that actually ever happened?
So, fun fact, this comes up every year. And there's some pretty good Snopes articles about whether or not this is a thing. In terms of expensive drugs, that's like basically always a hoax, because let's be honest, if you're a drug dealer, why are you going to put your expensive drugs in some rando kid's candy, right?
Yeah, let's say some on off chance he gets addicted to cocaine, he doesn't know where to go get his next hit, right?
Not that's going to do anything for that person. In terms of needles, that has actually happened a couple times, but it's never actually like the worst that it's ever done is like a couple stitches for somebody. And for the most part, Snopes says that, you know, most rumors that you hear of those are hoaxes as well.
That's what I'd heard.
I still run the metal detector over my kids' candy every time.
Yeah, obviously you definitely want to, you know, make sure that there's nothing like opened or anything like that, because that could be problematic. But
when I was a kid, I just, you know, of course, I'm sure I'm not alone here. I just assumed that that was true because you hear these stories. And I remember I wrote like a short story in elementary school where I said like after Halloween that like I actually found a needle. I know my sister had a needle in her candy and I grabbed that out of her hand just at the last second because I wanted to seem cool. So obviously it was a lie. Assuming like this happens so often, it's going to be believable. So of course the teacher's like, this kid's a liar, you know?
People know that, but
I'm a hero.
They knew that already though, Phil.
Yeah, but what's the, like, I can still be a hero and a liar, right? So
he needs this. So,
yeah, I need this. So, okay. So at what point did you guys stop trick-or-treating? And also like, when is it too old to go trick-or-treating? Assuming you're not a parent taking your kid out, you know, for yourself, I mean.
You know, as long as they're willing to give me candy anytime.
So like up to adulthood when you were like single, you're going out with your buddies?
Yeah. I mean, I trick-or-treated probably until, I don't know, 17 or 18. Definitely to people that I knew that were like okay with me trick-or-treating or whatever. I personally, as a person who hands out candy, I'm going to give candy to anybody who comes and trick-or-treats at my door. I don't personally have an issue with that. I know that a lot of people are very anti-old people, you know, anybody older than like 12 trick-or-treating. In fact, there's always that person who gives out like saltine crackers or something to anybody over the age of 12 that comes to their door.
I've never heard this before. For me, I think it's around 15, 16. It just seems kind of like, hey, that's... I'll put an exception here. If you have a younger sibling, so not even just... you know, adult going around, but if you have a younger sibling, then I think you get a little bit more of a pass.
Yeah, because at that point, it's not really for you. You know, you're like, it's kind of along the same lines of me taking my 6-year-old out trick or treating. You know, I might take a piece of candy, but I'm not really going out for me, right?
I'm not sending my younger sibling to go get the candy for me. Yeah,
yeah.
But I also think it kind of lines into the time when you're old enough that you're starting to go to parties on Halloween night instead of trick-or-treating. That's usually around, 15, 16. The parties start happening.
Oh, right. Parties. That thing that people did when they were teenagers. I totally did that, too.
The others. I'm trying to remember if I ever went to parties, you know, in general, that weren't like a church function, you know. I don't remember getting invited to a party. Actually, one time when I was a senior, I think I got invited to a party with some high school kids, and I was like, this happens.
I definitely hosted a lot of parties, Halloween parties in particular.
Well, I'm not surprised, man. I'm
a party animal.
Yeah, party animal.
No, you know what? I'm going to do one more caveat as well for the age in terms of trick-or-treating. There are, you know, many people who may be physically old, but mentally young. So definitely I try not to judge people who come to my door, because you never know when somebody, you know, may be mentally younger than they actually are physically, that still love and enjoy the, you know, the magic of Halloween and that kind of stuff. So I think it's important to, you know, just be friendly to everybody and not, make a big deal out of it.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I think it's one thing to decide when you feel like you personally are too old for it, but yeah, you don't need to judge other people. And like, I actually saw this thing on Facebook where like, if you see an adult with a blue trick-or-treating bucket, like a blue pumpkin, it means that they're autistic and they still enjoy the wonder of Halloween in the same way a child does. So that's something to look out for too. If you see someone with a blue pumpkin bucket, that's what's happening there. But in general, just like be nice and don't judge people. Just give some candy. If you're worried about running out of candy, then just buy more candy, you know? Right. All right, cool. So when you see the sign, because, you know, a lot of us, we take our kids out to trick or treat, and so we leave a bucket out or a bowl outside with a sign. Just take one. Be honest. Have you guys always only taken one?
Yeah, I always take one bowl.
One bowl. Well, you leave the candy. So you leave the candy and just, this is a nice bowl. I'm taking this.
Nah, you really took one.
Yeah, I think me too. I'm afraid of breaking rules, I think. So I would tend to take one. But
it depended on how late it was at night.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
At the very beginning of the night, then I'll take one, making sure that everyone else has a chance. But if it's like way at the end, I might take three or four.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Of course, there's always the teenagers who would be just punks and just take the whole thing.
Yeah, there's always someone like that.
Speaking of punk teenagers, have any of you ever had someone steal your candy, like you see in the movies?
No, never had that.
No, I have them come up and they'll grab your pumpkin and throw it.
Like off your porch or something.
Yeah. What the crap?
Yeah, we definitely had a lot of teenagers coming and like going around the neighborhood and just smashing pumpkins and stuff at night. And that's sort of a stupid move, but whatever, man.
We didn't really have that. Our biggest thing in our neighborhood is there was just one time where someone took a pumpkin and instead of smashing it, they threw it at the person's glass door, in front of the regular door and shattered that.
Oh man.
It sucked, but that was basically the only thing that that ever happened. No one else ever really came around and smashed or stole pumpkins.
And this probably spoken about to this day in the neighborhood, right?
You give me an idea though. You could make a pumpkin that has like a rope tied to it that goes down to like the ground, and when someone tries to lift it, the top of the pumpkin opens up and it looks like a mouth trying to eat them. Oh my gosh, put it back down.
I'm trying to like imagine in my mind's eye like what that would look like.
Honestly, I thought Lovell was going to booby trap it with some like glitter. Like if you pick it up, it just like spouts glitter all over your face and all over you.
Right out like the mouth and the eyes of the pumpkin.
Oh, great. Well, that's all the questions, man. That was awesome. Thanks you guys for joining today. I just want to say, like, if anyone has any suggestions for future topics, you can email us at boxesandfries@gmail.com. That's boxes, A-N-D, fries, so the word and. Or you can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Same handle at boxesandfries. Does anybody else have anything they want to shout out before we go? Anything you've been watching lately that's cool that you want to recommend?
What have you been watching lately, man? Nope, I'm about to get into this anime, the Hero Academy one. That one looks good.
It's called Animated Hero Academy?
I don't know. What's it called, Jonathan?
My Hero Academia.
That. Oh, okay, cool.
Hero Academy.
Say it one more time. I think I didn't quite catch it.
Boku no Hero Academy.
Boku no Hero Academy. Okay, cool. And that's like an anime, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks, you guys. Until next time, try not to die.